The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 14, 1974, in Paris, France.
One thing is, though, that people all over the world have great, great interest in India. They're looking for something in India.
Yes, they should. Because the actual spiritual understanding is there in India.
They all raise the same objection, however. Mm-hmm. When we try to tell them that bhakti is the highest form of yoga, they say, why are you so sectarian? India is always tolerant for so many
things. You are calling us sectarian because you do not know what is yoga. Tell them. You know what is yoga.
They'll say, well, even the Gita...
They are being cheated by some cheaters that this practice, gymnastic practice, is yoga. That's all. They do not know what is yoga. Yoga in real sangyam. Even all yoga system, Patanjali system. So India, where is India sangyam? They are gratifying their senses to the fullest extent. And where is their yoga? There is described. You do not read the sixth chapter. Why don't you explain them? If you are yogi, you are not yogi, you are only making some parts. Where is your yogi? Are you going to a solitary place? Are you practicing alone? Sitting on your feet, like as they are described? And looking on the point of the nose, are you doing this? You are not yogi, you are simply a caricature. You are not yogi. Don't accept them as yogi. If one is yogi, that gentleman, that yogi came there, he appreciated it.
Sadhananda Giri.
Yes.
He said that
Ramaji, you are doing the greatest work, that God's name you are distributing.
Yes.
And when the record was going on, he was very rapt attention, he was there. So, actual yogi means he will be attracted by bhakti yoga. And this gymnastics, so they will understand yoga. That is a process to control the mind. Those who have too much bodily concept of life, for them that exercise is required. But that is also not properly done. They must find out a very sacred place and practice yoga alone, not with group. Group is possible in bhakti yoga, not this hatha yoga. That is not possible. The first attempt is condemned. Therefore, all the yogis in India, actually those who are practicing yoga, they live outside human society. They never live in the city and get students to get them practice and take $35 fee. They are all bogus.
Father, sometimes these people, they use the argument in the 12th chapter, I think it's the second or third verse. Krishna says that those who worship the impersonal Brahman, they are taking trouble. Those who worship the impersonal Brahman, they are taking much trouble.
Yes.
But they also come to me. So what does this come to me mean? They use this to mean that the same result is there whether you worship
they come to me after much trouble, that's all. So a policeman will take much trouble. Intelligent man will take the shortcut. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Much trouble means he's a policeman. And this is also said, abhaktam bhaktimapannam mannate mama buddha. It's clearly stated there. that the absolute real is impersonal, but when he comes here, he appears as a person. So this conclusion is for the abuddhaya, less intelligent class of men, poor fund of knowledge. Abhaktam bhakti mahapannam mannate maam abuddha.
It seems as if the more one strives to push the movement on, push the constant movement, the more Maya puts obstacles in the way. It seems that the more we strive to push the constant movement forward, the more Maya puts obstacles in the way to stop it.
Yes. But as soon as you become strong, naturally, there will be more enemies. That is natural. Therefore, last night I said, if there is no understanding of God, where is Ilya? This is not Ilya. It's cheating. There cannot be any conception of Ilya without conception of God. Dharmam to sarsat bhagavatsana. Dharma means the law given by God. If you have the idea about God, where is your religion? Religion does not mean some formalities. No, that is not it. Formalities we have also, but we have clear concepts of God. Here is Radha and Krishna. Philosophy for the fool? Who says? Another fool? I think this rascal Guruji says, does it not?
Yes, he says we have no philosophy. We just give the experience.
You are all fools. Therefore you have no philosophy. You cannot understand philosophy.
Who says God is beyond philosophy and words.
That is how he brainwashes
it. The impersonalists have agreed amongst themselves that as many theories, as many ways to God.
But God says, although there are many ways, so give them up. To get to this only. Surrender and think. Sarvadan Mahan Paritadya Mahamiha.
But they argue that
there are many ways, man, there are many kinds of men. So in the Shastra, sometimes the attempt is to bring every one of them to Bhakti Yoga.
They argue that no matter all ways, all paths lead to Krishna. They argue that all paths lead to Krishna.
Why is one better than another?
If you know that all paths leads to Krishna, so why don't you take this path? Why you are going roundabout? If somebody asks you, where is your nose? What is the use of showing like this? Show like this. If you know, really know, but you do not know, that we are going like this.
They say one man's food is another man's poison, so perhaps this process isn't practical for everyone.
Yeah. So you take the poison and die.
Terrible.
Because you do not understand easily, better you take poison and die.
What does it mean when they say failure is the pillar of success?
Yeah. For whom? Who is actually searching after success, not for the fool? Anyone who is trying for attaining success, for him, failure is also success, because he is making progress. Hare no, Hare no. God says many ways, that's all. But why does He say that if you want to know Me perfectly and without any doubt, then this is the process, bhakti. Other processes are there, but by those processes you cannot understand. Just like practically call anyone, so-called yogis, so-called jnanis, they will not understand Krishna. They will not understand Krishna. So, all other paths that are recommended, by those paths, you cannot understand God perfectly and without any doubt. Therefore God says clearly, Bhaktiya Bhama Vijana, see, Javan Jasyami Tatpat. Actually what I am, that can be understood by Bhakti Yoga. Other system, I explained that last night, that is partial understanding. That is not full understanding.
But they'll say that that's the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, but we don't accept Bhagavad Gita.
Then go to hell.
Well, they say other parts of the Vedas recommend
otherwise. That's all right. We are preaching Bhagavad Gita. If you like, you take it, others go to hell. Who cares for you? We have started this institution, Krishna consciousness. So if you do not accept Bhagavad Gita, then why did you come here? Why do you come here? Go away. We are not hankering after you. If you go to hell, go to there, who objects, go. But if you come here, then you must be Krishna conscious. If there is some signboard that Indian Swiss Rasgulla is available, why do you go there for asking meat? What is the meaning? Our society is Krishna consciousness. So why do you come here for, if you don't believe in Krishna? Go to hell. Don't come here. If you want to understand Krishna, then come here. That is the first principle. Therefore in New York, somebody suggested that make this International Society of God Consciousness, and that will be great havoc. they'll bring rascals so many gods. Make it clear, Krishna consciousness. If you are interested in Krishna, then come here. If you are interested in something else, you go there.
Sometimes people say, I'm too dirty.
Huh?
I'm too dirty or
yeah.
contaminated to come.
Huh? I'm too dirty?
Yes.
You cleanse yourself? Why don't you cleanse? See, the Dharpana Mahajana, the cleansing process is chant Hare Krishna and you'll be clean. Why did you stick to dirtiness? Be clean. If you agree that you are in dirtiness, then take the process of cleansing the dirt. But we are giving you the process of cleansing. Why you are persisting to remain unclean? We are giving the medicine. We are all unclean. Now we are attempting and we are becoming clean. Why don't you come and be clean? From the day you arrive there, you'll be cleansed. I've got such a nice place, come there. And stay according to our rules and regulations, and you'll be cleansed. One may be diseased, but there are so many clinics, so many physicians cleaning. Why should you insist to remain unclean? There is acceptance. Jarmana jayate sudra. By birth, everyone is a sudra. Sudra means unclean. Saskara dhavidija. But he takes to the reformatory methods, he becomes cleansed. Dija, twice born, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya. By association. If you mix with the drunkards, you learn how to drink. And if you mix with the devotees, similarly, you can become clean by the association. Sannat sanjayate kama. One's desires develop according to the association.
Srila Prabhupada, in the Bhagavad Gita you state that sometimes they begin to take on these demonic qualities within the womb.
Mm-hmm.
These demonic qualities are inherited from the past life.
Mm-hmm.
So if we begin Krishna conscious education very young, it's possible to stop these demonic qualities from developing?
No. His demonic qualities will be purified. Otherwise, what is the use of preaching? If the qualities cannot be changed, then what is the meaning of preaching?
No, I said if we begin education early, they can be...
Yes, as early as possible. From the very home, we begin in the education. Let the mother hear about Krishna. He'll be purified from the womb, just like Prahlad Maharaj became. He was born by a demon father, but his quality changed when his mother was instructed by Narad Muni. Everything was changed. The demons cannot be changed, then what is the meaning of preaching?
Prabhupada, sometimes they argue that Krishna knows past, present and future.
Hmm.
We are preaching that we have minute independence.
Hmm?
We are preaching that Krishna has given us minute independence to desire. So if Krishna knows past, present and future, then where is the question of our independence? In other words, he knows already what we're going to desire.
Past, present and future, therefore there should be no independence.
Is that their argument?
They say if Krishna knows already what you're going to do in the future, then what is the question of your independence?
Therefore Krishna says, don't do it, do it. He was going to do sinful activities. Krishna advises him, don't do it. Krishna changes. Therefore he comes. Because Krishna knows that in the future he'll do all sinful activities. Therefore Krishna comes to check you. Don't do it.
All that karma is erased as soon as he surrenders to Krishna.
Huh?
The karma is erased as soon as he surrenders to Krishna.
Yes. Krishna says, don't do it. Do this. Because he knows your future, therefore he comes to request you. You rascal, don't do this, do this. That is his knowing future. If you don't do this, then I know you'll do simply sinful activity. So therefore I come to save you. Don't do this, do this. What is wrong there? Krishna says, jada jada hi dhanmasya glani bhavati, tada atmanam sujama. When they misuse their independence, then I come to check them. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
A tiny jivatma.
That is independent. That is independent. If you don't surrender, that you can do also. But if you surrender, you are safe. And if you do not surrender, if you want to go to hell, Krishna does not check you. All right, go to hell. Krishna comes to save you. Aṁkār sarva pāpi from mokhaśyāṁ. I shall save you from all sinful reaction of life. You have done so many lives, sinful activities. Now you stop it. You surrender to me and I give you assurance that I will save you. This is Krishna's mission. And if you think that you don't want to be saved, you don't go to hell. Again, you become again the worm shop, stool. That's your choice.
So it's a very responsible position to become devotee of Krishna.
Huh?
It's a very responsible position.
Therefore, those who do not do it, they have been described as mura. Namanga Vishwajana mura. One who does not take Krishna's instruction. They are all rascals. That is our test. A man may be very nicely dressed, running fast in a motor car. Ask him, Do you know Krishna? No, sir. You are a rascal. Finish our business. Don't give any respect. We can give respect as well, formality, but we can understand immediately here is a rascal. Is that correct? Yes? To find out a rascal is very difficult job. Simply see that he is not Krishna conscious. He is a rascal. That they may say, you are very sectarian. They are just like a criminal, he is punished. And he may say to the High Court judge, you are very sectarian. You are punishing me and the other man, you awarded $1 million. What is this? Because he gave before a judgment that this man must get this $1 million. And next moment, he punishes one man, go to jail for 6 years. So the criminal may say, oh, you are so partial. You are giving, sending yourself, and the other man you are giving $1 million. How is this? But he does not know that he is judging according to his work.
The person's senses are restrained by following regulative principles.
Huh?
If a person's senses are restrained by following regulative principles, but if his mind dwells on sense objects, is he becoming purified or is he just a pretender?
Strained?
Restrained. Controlled.
Yeah.
His senses are controlled.
Huh?
His mind is contemplating sense objects.
Oh,
is he a pretender or is he
not? And by controlling the senses, gradually the mind will be controlled. You know, when the tiger and the lion trained up to play in the circus, do you know how it is done?
They starve the animals. They starve the animals?
No.
They feed them every time.
After catching them from the forest, they kept within the bars, and no eating for at least 1 week. Mm-hmm. Then the trainer comes, only whips. He comes and opens the doors and holy, prat, prat, prat. See, already he is hungry, weak, and he is whipped. In this way, he becomes fearful. As soon as the man comes, he becomes fearful. Then he gives him little food. In this way, I promise it is animal. He thinks that this man is my God. He can save me, he can kill me. And then he takes training. Whatever he says, he takes. Similarly, if you do not give the ingredients for sense and jnana, the mind will be controlled. That is the beginning. You simply don't give the mind wants, now let me go to the restaurant. No, sir. Beat his shoes. Instead of going to the restaurant, he beat the mind with shoes. Then mind will not again say, go to the restaurant. That is called Shami Goswami. One who can control his mind, that is Goswami. We are giving the title Goswami, but if you cannot control your mind, then you are unfit. Go means senses and Swami means master. One who can control the senses and master, he is Goswami. Thank you. Goswami says, Bhata Vegam, Krodha Vegam, Manasa Vegam, Udara Vegam, Upasta Vegam, Kitan Vegan, Ja Vishayata Dhira, Prithiving Sashishya. You have to control the impulse of speaking Bhata Vegam, impulse of becoming angry, Bhata Vegam, Krodha Vegam. Then, manasavigam, force of the mind, then udaravigam, the belly, although it is filled up, and as soon as there is some night, please fill up again. This you have to control, udaravigam, upavastavigam, genital. In this way, one who has controlled all these forces, he is able to make disciple all over the world. And otherwise, not this rascal, guru, then as soon as he saw one very beautiful secretary, let me, yeah, and his guru. So these are cheating. And people want to be cheated, therefore the cheaters are there. So, in one sense, the Western boys and young generation, they are actually hankering after some spiritual life. So any Indian so-called sadhu or guru comes, they go there. But they are cheated, unfortunately. So you make your society so strong that you be not cheated and others may not cheat. Then it will be first class. And if you make another society of cheaters and cheated, there is no problem. Therefore you have to follow the rules and regulations very strictly and become serious. Then you will be ideal. People are in need of some spiritual energy. Therefore, as soon as some Swami guru comes, they flock together to get some food. But these rascals are cheating. But you don't do that.
It's also said that if you follow perfectly rules and regulations but don't develop love for Krishna, then you have wasted your time.
Yes, but if you follow the rules and regulations automatically, love Krishna. Sadhukaram ayam premna pradut bhavi bhavat krama. These are the stepping stones. The devotional service develops by association. So if the associates are pure devotees, anyone will come to that association and he will become devotee. So, just like a young man and young woman, the devotion is there, love is there, but in the beginning they should mix, or some presentation should be given, something eatable should be accepted, should be given. In this way, when the association is thick and thick, the love is there. The love is already there. It has to be ayatam by a certain process. Dadati pratiginnati bhumti bhujayati gujjam akhyati pichyati cha saravidha priti lakkhana. These are six types of loving principles. That you give, if you want to love somebody, you give something. And whatever he or she offers, you take from. Dadati pratiginnati. You give him something to eat. And whatever he or she gives, you eat. Bhunkti bhujayati. And gujjam akhati prichyati. And you try to understand his heart and your heart be disclosed to him or her. If you follow this principle, automatically the loving propensity will arise. It is already there, it is not artificial. It has simply to be awakened by a certain process. So that process we are prescribing. So rise early in the morning, have Mangala Arati, worship deity, offer puja, eat prasadam, chant Hare Krishna. Anyone will follow this way, so he will come. There is no need of education. Because the devotion is already there. By following these rules and regulations, it will be right. As in this straw, there is fire. Now, you ignite it and just fan it and the fire will come. It is already there, fire. But you know, you must know the process, how to ignite fire. Huge fire will come. You can burn the whole garden from the straw. Is it not? So you must know the process, how to ignite fire. Fire is already there, in these trees, in these straws, in this grass. Fire is already there. That is the process. First of all, you must know the fire is already there. Now, ignite. And then it comes smoke, then burning, blazing. So the blazing, fire is required, but that will come gradually, if you follow the process. That is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chita dat paramardhanam. The first step will be cleansing of the heart. And in the heart, there is God already. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddhesho arjuna tishtati. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart. Actually, yoga system is to find out the Lord within the heart. That is meditation. Lord is there already. Simply, we have to find it out. That if you are informed that within this path there is one hundredweight of gold is lying. Now you have to find out. But the indication is there. Ishvara sarvabhutana riddhesha arjunati. The Lord, the Supreme Lord, is situated in everyone's heart. Now find him out. That is yoga.